This is Still Vic, your voice to some of the coolest things, places, food, people, current events, adventures, and controversies surrounding Metro CDO. Well, what do we have for episode 2? Well, I guess you would agree to me this is the hottest summer ever. Well, it's really nice to splash into the cool water to relax and chill. You heard it right, splash into the water. Episode 2 is on the roll, let's get this started. It's water rafting today. This is Vic Sess, Relax and Chill, the podcast. Cagayan de Oro is not just known for being the Philippine city of golden friendship, it's also known as the city of outdoor adventures. Well, try the water rafting adventure. This water adventure started a few years back. The water rafting starts at the boundary of Cagayan de Oro and the province of Bukidnon. The bridge connecting the two places will be your starting point after passing by Macambos Cave. Well, be excited as you hear the rushing water from the river. A short trivia about Cagayan de Oro River. Kalambagusasahan is the original name of the river because of the lumbago tree surrounding it. Later on, when the Spaniards ruled the place, it was later changed to Cagayan, which means a place with a river. The trained guides will give you a short description and will teach you the basics of water rafting, plus the safety measures because water rafting is a dangerous sport. Our adventure starts when we get into the raft. Of course, you need to have a paddle, and you need to learn to paddle forward and backwards. Simple, but quite physical. Well, it's nature tripping, and I like it. I was also totally amazed of some unseen views on the river. I've been to a river a few times, but this is really a totally different experience for me. The river will actually tell you stories. Stories retold by your ancestors, and stories that you might tell to others. I saw a lot of things on the trail. Boulders, settlers, animals, like flying little thingy, whatchamacallit, landmarks, and many more. Your rafting trail will not be complete without the rapids. It will really make your heart pump harder, I swear. Relax and chill with a calm rapid and hold tight with the naughty ones. You will really learn a lot of things on the trail, like being an environmentalist and some of the historical facts that you will not hear from the others. I had my one-on-one experience in one of the rapids, and it's like a near-death experience. Your true emotions will be unleashed. If you want to shout, then you could really, really shout. Just don't cover your eyes or else you will miss one thing, and it's the fun. We took the advanced course that lasted for 5 hours, and it's really draining your energy, but I can't forget about it. With this rafting experience, I learned a lot of things. First, I should know how to swim. I had like my one-on-one under the water session since I did not listen well to the precautionary instructions. To know more about it, check out my blog. Second, history is our basis for the future. Third, our earth is still full of undiscovered things which should be kept undiscovered. Fourth, if you take care of the environment, it will give the care back to you. And fifth and the last, it's about teamwork. To know more about the rafting adventures in CDO, just search it on google.com with keywords water rafting plus Cagayan de Oro. Hey, thanks for listening. If you know a great topic, share it with us. As always, you can reach me on the web on vicmads.co.cc or follow me on Twitter, vicmads. That's it for this episode. Where are we going? What's in store for the next episode? You'll have to find out then. Meanwhile, let us listen to this song from the album Show Me the Skyline by Rumor Has It, entitled I Can't Explain It. This is Vic saying, relax and chill.
but I'm feeling good and I won't think twice.